Hello, my friend. We are here for the final readings and reflections with Sly Flourish for 2023. It's been an awesome year. It's actually been really fun to do this podcast. I hope you've been enjoying it as much as I've enjoyed recording it. Today's readings and reflections is going to cover hard conversations. This article was published on 25 December 2023. Whether we like it or not, whether it's fair or not, GMs often find themselves in the position of needing to have hard conversations with people. Maybe it's a player who isn't fitting in well with the group. Maybe it's someone upset with the way the game is going. There's lots of reasons, but beyond just running the game, we often find ourselves in the position of managing the group. Group management is hard for anyone, not just GMs. But when we find ourselves in this situation, it's best to have some ideas for how to handle it. Address the problem, not the person. First, we need to understand the problem. What's really going on? What are all of the sides and views? Focus on the problem, not the people. If we attack the person, we're not going to get anywhere. It's not our job to fix people. It's our job to get our game running in a fun direction. What are the behaviors and the circumstances causing the problems? Address those issues directly. Don't attack the behavior of the person themselves. Focus on the situation and its causes affecting the game at the table. Look at the situation objectively and separate it from the individuals. Certainly, people are responsible for their own actions at the table, but it's the situation you're trying to correct, not the person. Know your goal. What do you want your hard conversation to accomplish? Maybe write down your goals and objectives and the things you need to reach them. What are you aiming for with your hard conversation? Are you trying to modify behavior? Are you trying to have a player demand less of the spotlight? Are you trying to avoid arguments during the game? Are you trying to give quiet players more attention? Are you trying to make sure you're having fun at the table too? Write down, review, and try to really understand the goal of your hard conversation. What would it look like if it all worked out? Recognizing your own bias. All of us approach situations from an angle. None of us has an objective truth. There are many variables we're not seeing. We are not the people we're talking to. We don't walk in their shoes. So we know that what we're seeing is our own observations and our own feelings. It's best to conduct the conversation recognizing this view. This is where the idea of stating how you feel and what you're seeing is better than dropping truths. People often simplify this idea to statements like, "Sometimes I feel like X," where X is the problem going on. It's cliche, but it can work. Handle it one-on-one. You might be tempted to have such hard conversations in a group, but public confrontation is almost always a bad idea. Handle hard conversations one-on-one. Step away from the group. Talk in a separate channel if you're online or in a separate room if you're in person. Have such conversations either in person, with face-to-face video, or in an audio call if you can. We're always tempted to have such conversations in text or email because it's much easier, but it's almost always the wrong way to handle it. It's hard, but direct conversations are best. Be honest and direct. Given your own recognition that what you're saying isn't objective truth, it's still best to be as honest and direct as you can. Tell them what's going on. Be specific. Tell them what needs to happen for the game to continue and what happens if it doesn't work out. If you're dealing with a situation and, after you've done your deep dive into the cause, recognize that the only way forward is for a member to leave the group, it may be best to just go your separate ways. I'm sorry, but having you in this game isn't working out. I'm afraid I have to ask you to leave the group. It's easy, in the stress of the situation, to fill the air with lots of words, get into arguments, and so forth, but it's often best to just say it and move on. Let them say what they're going to say, but stand firm if you really think it's not going to work out. No one likes being kicked out of a group. As social animals, we have hundreds of thousands of years of evolution fighting against leaving a group. That's all going to come up with situations like this. Defensiveness, anger, remorse, bargaining, all of it may come up, but if you feel it's not going to work out, best to just focus on the goal and move on. Handle big problems right away. Sometimes things can get really nasty during a game. As a GM, unfortunately, it's your responsibility to shut down harmful behavior fast. Those behaviors might include racism, misogyny, sexual harassment, violations of safety tools, or anything that hurts the games or the players playing it. You don't have time to step back and ponder the matter. You need to handle it right away. Pause the game, talk to the people one-on-one, do your best to keep your own emotions out of the situation. But, above all, handle the situation as best you can at the moment, before the damage is done. It's not easy to do, but it's important. An unfair but necessary job. It's not fair that GMs get put in this situation, but we're often in it. It's our game. We're the ones invested enough to bring everyone together. Anytime people get together, there can be conflicts. Taking as objective a view as we can and trying to get to a solution we can all live with is the best we can do. We won't be perfect, but maybe we can resolve issues with as little damage as possible. So yeah, this is a really tough topic. And it's one a lot of times GMs find themselves in. When I perused Reddit regularly, looking for problems were having with the game, people problems were the big one. It was very common. It was very common to have issues with other players, conflicts in play styles, conflicts in personalities, all different kinds of things that would take place. It's probably one of the biggest problems in the game. The biggest problem being getting a group in the first place and getting the right players to the table is really, really hard. And this is actually tied to that sometimes you do get a group together and it's not all the right people. What do you do in those circumstances? I've been very lucky that the number of times I've had to do this is pretty low, that I've managed to find and build groups with players that I really love playing with. And very rarely have we had to have a step back and really deal with this, but I've definitely had to do it. I can't run games for 20 years and not have to have done this from time to time. And it sucks. It's not fun. It's hard conversations, right? That's what it's about. But I do feel like that this approach and that sort of the not trying to be objective exactly, but trying to step out of your own shoes for a minute and recognize that you are a person with your own feelings and your own emotions and your own point of view. And that's not the objective truth of the situation. And also it's the situation you're trying to deal with, not the person. If you start to attack character, you're leaving them no direction to go. But if you're trying to correct a situation, if you're trying to fix something that's going on in the game, you're not attacking their character. You're just trying to fix something. And that's if it's fixable. And if it's not fixable, then really the best thing to do is just move on. And there's really not an easy way to do that other than to just say, I'm sorry, but I don't think it's working out. And I don't think this is the right group for you. And that's, I've had to have that conversation and it's no fun and they know what it means. I've had people that have been kicked out from other groups who were in my group and they've had to deal with that situation before. So it's really a tough one. And there are times where you can kind of sit back. I actually have this. I have a journal one that I've run into from time to time where I was writing out all of the conversation points that I wanted to understand before I had one of these hard conversations. And it's not a matter of like writing a script of what you're going to say to somebody. It's a matter of getting your own thoughts organized in this really hard problem. Like, what are you actually trying to solve? What do you think you can actually try to solve? What's the root of the issue? What's really going on? And sometimes we have to explore that on our own, that we need to spend time really understanding what the issues are and where they're coming from. Because sometimes they're not clear. We know something's not right. We know of a direct result, but we might not know the exact motivation for it. And maybe we won't know till we have the conversation. And we want to be open to that idea when we're having the conversation. If we're trying to fix a behavior, it could be that something else is going on that we're not seeing. And we want to be open to those points of view. And all this is not even just D&D and RPG related, that anytime we're dealing with groups of people, you're going to have situations like this. You see this in anytime you have like 4 to 12 people together, you're going to have conflicts like this. And somebody's got to be in the spot to try to resolve those conflicts. And again, it's like, well, why us, right? Like, why is it GMs that are responsible for this? And it's kind of because we're kind of leading the show here, right? We're the ones that are in the seat because we're the ones that probably put the game together, probably got the players together, probably are the one making sure everybody's showing up, that we're really invested in it. And by us being invested, that means we are taking on a level of responsibility. That means we have to handle stuff like this. And we're not trained for it, right? We're not all psychologists. We're not all like, counselors. We don't know how to deal with all these things all the time. And so that's why I think it's worth having a conversation about it. And a lot of the stuff in here a lot of these ideas are not something I just came up with. These are things I've heard about crucial conversations in lots of settings. In previous lives of mine, I've had to have conversations like this as part of my career. And it's the same kind of stuff. You want to solve the issue, not fix the problem, not fix the person, right? That our job is not to fix the person. Our job is to fix the situation. And, that can be, it's definitely hard. So this is one of those articles that's like, it's not super fun, right? It's not like, hey, here's a new trick to make your game totally better. But it is something that I think we GMs need to have in our arsenal if our goal is to run awesome games. We're going to have to, tuning the group is really important. Getting the right group together, getting the right people to the table, and having a way to have these hard conversations when we need to, I think can be really important. So I hope you found this useful. I hope you found our conversation here useful. Again, thank you so much for your outstanding support over this last year. It's been a really, really great year. A lot of fun stuff, and it's been really great talking to you about all this. So thank you very much, and have a great new year. I'll talk to you next year.